welcome to exclusive coverage of the Pegasus World Cup, live from Gulfstream Park on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Presented by the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners Association.
Chrome turns to gold. California Chrome wins the Dubai World Cup.
American Barrel put away Frosted. He has to deal with Keen Ice. Keen Ice has got him. Keen Ice has won the Travers.
Shaman Ghost is there too. Frosted's going to have to work for it. It's going to be a photo finish. And it's going to be won by Shaman Ghost.
Saturdays at Gulfstream on HRRN is also sponsored by the Eddie Woods Training Center, Equestricon, West Point Thoroughbreds, and ExpressBet.
Breaking Lucky. Are you kidding me in Melmich? Breaking Lucky hanging on. Breaking Lucky in the Secret Cup. And Breaking Lucky's done it.
It'll be Mark Cassie and Julian Leperoux teaming up with John Oxley to take the feature. Noble Bird wins it.
A pulsating climax to the classic. Arrogate takes the lead and wins. Arrogate beat California Chrome.
Now here's Mike Penna, Jude Feld, and Herb McCauley.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach, Florida, and welcome to a brand new season of Thoroughbred Racing coverage right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm Mike Penna, alongside former top trainer Jude Feld and retired jockey Herb McCauley, overlooking the Gulfstream paddock at simply perfect conditions for the Sport of Kings here this afternoon in South Florida. Clear blue skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, and a fast main track and a firm turf course for the running of this afternoon's races. And what a way to begin this 2017 racing season. The world's richest horse race, the $12 million Pegasus World Cup, set to be contested in a little more than 90 minutes from right now. And 12 horses will go to the post with hopes of taking down the $7 million winner's share. Among those 12 horses are the top two thoroughbreds in the world, California Chrome and Arrogate, who meet for the first time since Arrogate defeated Chrome in the Breeders' Cup Classic on November 5th at Santa Anita. And Jude, when you look at the concept and you think about the overall plan for this Pegasus World Cup, which really began all the way back in May when they announced that this was going to become a reality here on this very day, I think it's safe to say that this is a race like nothing the racing world has ever seen.
Yeah, it's very unique, Mike, in that $12 million purse, which is unprecedented, $7 million to the winner, $1.75 million to second, $1 million to third, and then all the other participants whose horses actually step onto the track get $250,000, even if the horse doesn't compete. If a horse is scratched late going to the gate, they'll still get that $250,000. That's unique. The people paid $1 million per spot in the gate. They were able to enter two horses in the race. If they didn't get in, the Poseidon Stakes today was a $400,000 event with a $20,000 entry fee, which was kind of a consolation for the horses that did not make the Pegasus World Cup. The owners of those gate spots share in the television rights, the handle revenue, and other incentives that have been put into this program by Frank Stronach. It was his brainchild. It's come to fruition today. Frank is in the house, as they say, and it's just a fantastic day for racing.
Well, as if that $12 million and the $7 million winner's share wasn't enough for this field, Herbie, you throw in the fact that you have other elements to consider, including the post position draw, and that's where the drama really started this past Monday when Arrogate drew post one and California Chrome drew the outside post number 12.
It turned out to be bookends. You got two of the best horses in the world, and they're both ones in the one post, ones in the 12 post. To me, it looks like Arrogate himself has got speed. California Chrome, I mean, he's got that beautiful natural speed. Arrogate has to get out of the gate. I mean, it's in his past performances. You see where he's brushed the gate. He's been off slowly. California Chrome, he won his last race in the middle of the racetrack. He's starting there today. He doesn't mind it out there.
He doesn't mind being out there, and he may have to deal with those type of conditions coming up later on this afternoon. Post time for that $12 million Pegasus World Cup, 5:40 Eastern time. And you know, so many racing fans have gathered here today. And much like we see at the Kentucky Derby and the Breeders' Cup, so many celebrities and dignitaries from the world of sport and the world of racing are on hand as well. And for more on that story and a couple of others, let's head down to the paddock and welcome in the fourth member of our broadcast team this afternoon. That's retired jockey Jeff Bloom. Jeff?
Yeah, guys, I'm down here in the walking ring with the horses circling around, and it's somewhat cliche, but you can feel the anticipation in the air. There is such a buzz around this ring. It's getting fuller and fuller by the minute. The fountains are flowing. There's just a very light breeze. It's a beautiful setting. Couldn't be any better. The horses came out of the tunnel. Of course, here at Gulfstream Park, the horses actually saddle indoors and then come outside for the public to get a viewing access. The owners are here. The jockeys meet up with the trainers. And in just a little while, two of the best horses in the entire world are going to be walking around this ring as they head out to run in the world's richest race. It's not just a race, though, guys. This is really an event. In fact, just a moment ago, I saw a lady wearing a hat. I think there was a live pink peacock that made that hat. We're seeing all kinds of
Must have been a big hat.
It was a huge hat. I don't even know if you could call it a hat. And I think there was a live animal on it. Very festive, though. And that's the thing. I mean, you're seeing all kinds of electric outfits. People are excited. And it truly is an event. And speaking of sort of the excitement and the entertainment value, MMA superstar Conor McGregor is actually the spokesperson for the first ever, the inaugural Pegasus World Cup. And it's a lot of fun. He's had a lot of fun. The marketing team around this event have done a great job in being creative and reaching out to the mainstream. And it has created a very big buzz. It's a high-ticket event. Speaking of which, if you wanted to come to the Pegasus World Cup today and sit indoors in the beautiful Ten Palms and have a trackside table, you're going to spend about $2,500, just a touch under $2,500. This is definitely a VIP exclusive event, but it's a great event for the fans. And speaking of the fans, let's talk about the send-off for America's horse, California Chrome. What a story. This horse, from humble beginnings, has gone on to do things that nobody ever expected he would do. He continues to get better. He is the leading earner in the world for a racehorse. And what a send-off for California Chrome to finish his career on the racetrack in the world's richest race, the $12 million Pegasus World Cup. And his fans, they are out here, the Chromies. We all know about the Chromies. We've seen them all throughout the week on the backstretch. We've seen them here with their signs, with their matching clothes, and they are devoted fans, and they're going to have the time of their lives today watching California Chrome and his swan song today in the Pegasus World Cup. Back up to you guys.
All right, we'll hear more from Jeff as we move throughout the afternoon. And, yeah, California Chrome making that final career start here this afternoon, and it would be fitting if he were to walk out on top in the world's richest horse race. And Jude, he'll stand stud at TaylorMade Farm up in Lexington, Kentucky after this. And they've been invested in this horse for the past year or so, and they've watched this horse develop and grow into an absolute monster.
Yeah, they've done a great job of managing him. He's had a fantastic run of luck the last few months, and just a really, really nice horse. The only blemish coming in the Breeders' Cup Classic, but you couldn't fault him that day. He just got beat by a horse that's exceptional. And it's great to see him on this stage. It would be cool. We saw Beholder go out a winner and a champion last year during the Breeders' Cup. It'd be great to see him go out on top as well.
Yeah, and Herbie, this is a little bit of a different story than that last race when Arrowgate beat California Chrome in the Breeders' Cup Classic. That race was a mile and a quarter. This race, a mile and an eighth. Does that play more into the hands of California Chrome?
I think, actually, it is California Chrome. It's, you know, he does a mile and a quarter, but it looked like he had so much horse last time that Victor was looking behind. He turned around on the horse at least, that I counted, nine times. And as a jockey, being on top of horses, you know, the more you turn around, if it doesn't knock your horse off stride a little bit, it does send a message down to your horse that, you know, everything's okay. They're not coming at me. Well, guess what? They are coming at you. And this race today, it's gonna mean speed. A mile and an eighth on this racetrack means that you're going to have to be somewhere in contention, I think.
coming up, we're going to have bonus coverage of the two races preceding that Pegasus World Cup. That's the Grade 3 La Prevoyante Handicap. That comes up in just 3 or 4 minutes from right now. Then the Grade 3 W.L. McKnight, which is set for 4:50 Eastern, and then that $12 million Pegasus World Cup at 5:40 Eastern Time. Plus, you're going to hear from five-time Gulfstream leading rider Javier Castellano, and we'll visit with Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith. That's all ahead right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, your home for racing's biggest events.
Hi, my name is Alan Garcia.
My name is Paco Lopez.
This is Jose Lescano.
This is jockey Emma Jane Wilson, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to Saturdays at Gulfstream, presented by the FTBOA on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Well, I've never had one this good, but it hurts. We've, you know, had a lot of horses over the years, but this one hurts a little bit when you see him leave the barn. And, you know, today was his last work ever, so it's like, it was kind of a bittersweet thing. You know, it's all coming to an end soon, but it sure was a hell of a ride.
That's trainer Alan Sherman talking about California Chrome and having to say goodbye after this afternoon's Pegasus World Cup. They have had an amazing run with the world's richest racehorse, and now it will come to an end after this afternoon's race, and they're hoping to go out on top with a victory. Again, post time 5:40 Eastern Time for that Pegasus World Cup. Folks were wondering how the wagering was going to turn out. You have the two best horses in the world with Arrowgate and California Chrome. The last time they met was in the Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita in November. Arrowgate got the best of California Chrome that afternoon. And currently, with more than 33 minutes to post, Arrowgate from post position number one is your 4-5 favorite. California Chrome, the world's richest racehorse, from the outside post position number 12, is on the board at 6-5. Any surprises there, Herbie, that California Chrome would not be the favorite at this point in the wagering?
Well, there's some things to think about here. I think a lot of people, at this racetrack, you see a lot of money coming in late. And, you know, like any great race, no matter what, or any horse race, you want to see these horses go around there. And I think before people put their money in the windows, they want to look at these two horses. Post position being the inside post of one horse, and Arrogate did beat him last time. That could make him the 4-5 favorite right now. That's possibly so. But you haven't seen the 6-5 on California Chrome change at all, so I don't think anybody's running away.
No, I wouldn't say so. And the horses are beginning to make their way over from the barn area. They'll make their way to the paddock area to be saddled and then into the walking ring. And the walking ring here at Gulfstream, very much an amphitheater setting where they have seats going up, oh, 6 or 7 deep all the way around. And then there's areas where you can stand in behind those seats. And right now, everybody has reserved their position. I don't see an empty seat. Well, just a couple of empty seats now. Everybody is here. They're waiting for California Chrome and for Arrogate and the other contenders for this historic race to make their way into the walking ring. One of the reasons that Arrowgate may be your current favorite over California Chrome is the fact that he's going to be ridden by one of the best big money riders in the game today, and that's Hall of Famer Mike Smith. And earlier, our Jeff Bloom had an opportunity to talk with Mike. Jeff?
Asking to reflect on that recent Breeders' Cup victory aboard Arrogate, and this is what he had to say.
Well, I mean, it was a really good scenario for me. I mean, the way the race set up, I thought early on going into the race, I thought maybe I'd have to be a bit aggressive just to make sure that he had some, you know, some company up there in the front end. You can't let a good horse like that just walk. And when I saw Melatonin break as well as he did and kind of keep him some company anyway, I was able just to put my hands down and relax a little bit going into that first turn and then kind of get into in behind Melatonin and into a spot where, you know, they couldn't really see me and know when I was going to make my move or know where I was at. And then going into the far turn, I was able just to drop down in there. And, man, and when I did, he accelerated. And good thing he did, because when we headed for home, when Victor asked his, you know, Chrome to run, I mean, he dropped. He hit another gear. So, but I've been on this colt one time before in the Traverse, I knew that he had a turn of foot himself, and he has a stamina that's never ending, it seems like. So I knew I was going to just keep coming at him and hopefully at some point be able to run him down.
Yeah, I guess California Chrome isn't the easiest horse in the world to run down, but at the same time, like you said, you knew you had a lot of horse and you were picking up steam. Were you ever concerned at any point about how much real estate was left?
Not going down the backside, you know, of course I was a little, but once we went into the turn and I was able to make up 4 or 5 links real quick like I did, and knowing that I still had more in the tank, I was confident that he was gonna make a race of it. If I could get by him or not, I wasn't sure. You know, you really don't know, because I know the turn of foot that Chrome has. And sure enough, he hit another gear and got away from me there for a minute. But once I got into him left-handed a little, then went back to the right hand, he hit another one himself, and it was pretty much over at that point, you know.
The Chrome Connections know they have a target on their back coming into the Pegasus Cup. Without giving too much away, can you talk about strategy coming into this next race?
Yeah, I mean, it's out there, man. It's black and white. Depending on where we draw, you certainly want to draw well going at a mile and eighth at Gulfstream, because you break so close to the first turn. So depending on where we draw, and depending on how we leave the gate, you know, hopefully we jump very well. And my horse is fast. He's faster than he was in the Classic. You've seen him go at 46 in the Traverse, so he can definitely do something like that if I need to. You know, I mean, I could say I'm going, but what if you don't, you know, break? I got to go to plan, you know, B and C. So, but yeah, I would certainly, you know, get him out of there, and I'd like to be in contention with him, a place to go and be able to let him run when I want to. If that's the case, I'll be happy. If I can just let him run when I want to, I'll be beside myself.
The world of horse racing has what I'd call an epic rematch, if you will. If you take the Breeders' Cup Classic, California Chrome, and Arrogate coming into the inaugural World Cup, there's so much excitement, there's so much hype, and rightly so. Do you get caught up in the hype and the excitement of an event like this for the rematch?
Well, I'm excited about it. I won't let it get into my head right now. It's just too early. I need to rest. But yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't. I think you wouldn't be human if you didn't get caught up into it. You know, that energy is good energy to have. It's just, it depends on how you use it. I mean, you can use it to a default, and you can use it to really help you. And I absolutely embrace it. I love it. It makes me focus. I mean, it makes me deep focus. I don't even hear anything out there whenever that kind of race is running. I mean, I'm just so zoned in on what I got to do and who I have to beat it at the time. And so, yeah, I mean, I can't wait. You know, I'm approaching it like another Breeders' Cup Classic, to be honest with you.
Another Breeders' Cup Classic with a little bit more money attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Double the Classic, I mean, which is incredible. You know, now going in, we're going an eighth of a mile shorter. Jeff, as you well know, probably swings the favoritism to his side, I would say. One thing on my that could help us on our behalf would be the big turns that they have there, big, sweeping, Belmont-like turns, which could help a big horse like mine out a lot, especially if he runs so well on that side, on his left lead. So that could help us as well.
That's Mike Smith, everybody. Best of luck to you, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, guys, not only is Mike the classiest guy you can meet, but he has such a smart rider. He does all the pre-work. You know, he analyzes the race, and it's not just his horse, but he knows every single horse in the race, the jockeys, where they're supposed to be, where he thinks they're going to be, and that helps. You know, that pays off, and that's why he's a Hall of Fame rider. And, oh, by the way, he's also got ice in his veins. He is a pure big-money rider.
He's going to need all that ice in his veins this afternoon aboard Arrowgate. He may be your current favorite at even money with about 27 minutes to post, but he breaks from post one, going a mile and an eighth. As we alluded to earlier, Herb, the break is going to be critical. One thing Mike mentioned in that interview was somehow turning this mile and an eighth race into a mile and a quarter type race. What does he mean by that?
He's hoping that it's not going to set up to be an extreme lead-the-gate speed race. And you know, he's got to put that out there and hoping that riders leave the gate trying to, you know that this is a distance race. This isn't going a flat mile or seven-eighths of a mile. It's not a sprint. But to look at the race, he's inside post. These are big horses. He's got to get the horse out of there. He's got to break level on his feet, and he might be fast, but there's going to be riders in here. The only shot they have is to really send their horse away from there. California Chrome on the outside, you know, he's a big horse. He's not going to get stopped being out in the 12 hole. Is he going to lose some ground? There's that possibility, depending on how horses break on the inside of him. Arrogate has no choice. As big as horse as he is, he can't get left at the gate and have that horse hit his stride and run up on other horses and steady around there most of the race. He's got to have some racing room.
Well, the horsemen are here, the racing fans are here, and the celebrities are here. We just heard from country music superstar Thomas Rhett, who was playing out by the winner's circle. This is really a spectacle here this afternoon, the world's richest horse race, now just 25 minutes away. When we return, we'll look back on the brilliant career of the world's richest racehorse. This is the Horse Racing Radio Network, your home for racing's biggest events.
Hi, this is Larry Colmus, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to Saturdays at Gulfstream, presented by the FTBOA on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
They turn for home. Quarter mile out, Noble Bird. Divining Rod second. Noble Bird leads by two, by a length and a half. Here's Divining Rod now coming after Noble Bird as they reach the eighth pole, move into the final furlong, and Noble Bird responding to the challenge, opening back up by three, four, five lengths in the stretch for Julien Leperoux. Final 16th of the Haggard Fayette. It'll be Mark Cassie and Julien Leperoux teaming up with John Oxley to take the feature. Noble Bird wins it. 1:47.75. That is a track record.
Mike Penna, Jude Feld, Herb McCauley, and Jeff Bloom back with you at Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach, Florida. Kurt Becker with the call of the Fayette Stakes. That was at Keeneland. Two starts back for Noble Bird, who goes to the post against a star-studded field in the upcoming Pegasus World Cup. We are 22 minutes away. The racing fans and dignitaries from the world of thoroughbred racing have made their way into the paddock area, the walking ring area. Now at Gulfstream Park, they are saddled under cover, so the horses are still in the tunnel area being saddled. As soon as that is completed, in about 5 or 10 minutes from right now, they will make their way down a short walkway, and they will be here, and they will walk around this walking ring a couple of times. That is where the jockeys will get a leg up. They'll head out onto the track for the post parade. And guys, we're looking over this walking ring, and it is jam-packed. You cannot find a place to stand, and you can hardly find a place to sit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Earlier, it was kind of empty out there, but now it's bumper-to-bumper people, and Bob Baffert just walked into the walking ring. He's sporting his Barbados blue jacket along with Mike Penna today.
Absolutely. And, of course, all eyes going to be on Arrowgate, the favorite from the inside post position, and on the world's richest racehorse, California Chrome, who calls it a career after this Pegasus World Cup this afternoon. His final career start, and it's a career that started a long time ago. And as Jude will tell you, it has been extremely successful.
Nobody in attendance at Hollywood Park on May 17th, 2013, went to the track thinking they were going to see one of the greatest thoroughbreds to ever look through a bridle. And even driving home, they were oblivious. It would be nearly a year later before anyone knew the colt by an obscure stallion from a two-bit mare who broke his maiden that day might be super special.
And California Chrome gliding along. He's gone clear by four as they come to the eighth pole. And California Chrome is absolutely sensational. California Chrome will be carrying the hopes of California all the way to the Kentucky Derby. He waltzed home under Victor Espinosa.
California Chrome would use that Santa Anita Derby score as his final prep for the Run for the Roses.
And California Chrome makes his move for the lead. It is California Chrome on the outside. Samrat runs at him with the eighth pole. California Chrome is pulling away. California Chrome into the final furlong. He's got a five-length lead on his competition. It is California Chrome in front.
Our hero would win the Preakness too, but a stumble at the break cost him the Triple Crown, and soon the dumbass partners that owned him started warring. The ownership woes made 2015 a bust for California Chrome, finishing second in the lucrative Dubai World Cup notwithstanding. And his ill-advised trip to England served as a nice vacation, but little else. Fresh for 2016, back in the barn of trainer Art Sherman, and under new ownership, California Chrome would go on a five-race winning streak, including avenging his previous loss in Dubai.
California Chrome out wide and loomed up. For sure wish in the center. Pump the hedge on the rail. They get away from Special Fighter. But California Chrome has gone into overdrive. He's two lengths in front. He's clear. A Pump the hedge battling on. Then for sure wish, but it's California Chrome.
Chrome had turned to gold and would capture Southern California's top summer fixture, the Grade 1 Pacific Classic, on his way to attempt burnishing his burgeoning resume with the Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita.
top of the stretch. California Chrome is a length in front, but he faces an uncommon opponent today. Arrogate tries hard to reel in California Chrome. California Chrome with Espinosa going for the whip is still in front. Arrogate trying his heart out. California Chrome from Arrogate, a pulsating climax to the classic. Arrogate takes the lead and wins.
Even the great ones get beat, but here he is at Gulfstream Park for the final race of his stellar career, the inaugural $12 million Pegasus World Cup, and he stands on the brink of becoming the richest racehorse of all time. Win or lose, as any chromie will tell you, it doesn't matter. California Chrome is worth his weight in gold.
It's been an amazing ride for California Chrome and his connections, and you think back to the early days when he was making his way to the Kentucky Derby all those years ago, and folks were saying, you know what? He doesn't have the pedigree. He doesn't have the breeding to go a mile and a quarter. He's a California bred. They don't win the Kentucky Derby. Well, guess what? He won the Kentucky Derby. He won the Preakness. And as you just heard, he's gone on to win all over the world. And he looks to wrap up that brilliant career in 17 minutes right here at Gulfstream Park in South Florida with a win in the $12 million Pegasus World Cup.
What an amazing horse he is. He's only in one time in his life, if you think about this, has walked out of his stall and been led over to the races. And that was in his last start before he comes here today. And by doing that, that means he has traveled around the world, and his trainer, Art Sherman, has done just a tremendous job with him. He's become, in the past year, America's horse in 2016. He's got his chromies. But not only that, Art Sherman has not only sit there, he's like he feeds out this stuff to not only his help, to this horse, California Chrome. It's like everybody's relaxed. Everybody's cool. He sits there and invites people to sit there and take pictures. So the most famous horse right now in horse racing in the world, they're able to take pictures of him, come by his stall, visit him. He's done so much for horse racing by opening his arms to the best horse or the richest horse in the world right now. I saw him this afternoon when he came over to the races after he's with California, and a girl jumped in and said, can I have a selfie with you? He asked his wife to step aside. She couldn't be 22 years old, took a selfie with Art Sherman, and he says, that away like that, and comes up and settles in to a racehorse that he's getting ready to, or he is saddling right now, to come out and have his final battle. And here he's just as cool and calm as any person could be. He was a jockey one day, and they said jockeys could never become trainers and stuff. He's made the exception to the rule. He's proven that.
Well, Arnold Palmer had Arnie's Army, and California Chrome has his Chromies. And that is an army and a legion of racing fans all over the world who cheer for California Chrome, many of them in attendance here this afternoon to say goodbye to their beloved California Chrome. In just a few minutes, he'll make his way from the saddling area into the walking ring now. And again, it's a jam-packed walking ring. And even the balconies surrounding the walking ring here on the second level of Gulfstream Park are packed. You cannot find a single place to stand. And Jude, you think about the Chromies and what this horse has meant to not only them but to the sport as a whole. This is a horse that has done an awful lot for thoroughbred racing.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's a situation where he does have a legion of fans, and he's just a very special horse to a lot of people.
He gets a rematch with Breeders' Cup Classic winner Arrogate, who defeated him last time out in November at Santa Anita. This is a much different venue. That race was a mile and a quarter. This race, a mile and an eighth, and of course that one was on the West Coast in California. Now they come to the East Coast and South Florida. Who will win it? We're going to find out in about 14 minutes. Arrogate has made his way into the walking ring, and the others will follow. California Chrome, number 12, will be the last to make his way into this walking ring, and Jeff Bloom is standing there now. Jeff?
Yeah, guys, there is a buzz in this crowd when the one horse, the co-favorite, Arrogate, walked in. He walked in with such a presence. I mean, he is an Adonis. He could not be a more picture-perfect-looking racehorse. The three-horse, Neolithic, walked in looking like a horse that's up for a challenge here or wants to put in a challenge. A seven-horse, a Shaman Ghost, just walking past, cool as a cucumber considering the roar of the crowd as each of these horses walks across the path into the ring. A Keen Ice just going past now, a real big, tall, rangy kind of horse, big, two-turny kind of good-looking horse. You can hear that roar of the crowd now as California Chrome walking out of the tunnel and just now making his way into the main ring area. And there are Chromies
wall-to-wall cheering for the world's richest racehorse, who could not look any better. He's composed, he's full of himself, but he's in control, and Team Chrome is all around guiding him around this ring right now, guys.
Yeah, it's a great setting, California Chrome. The other contenders below us, as a matter of fact, Arrowgate is directly below us here. He is circling around a couple of times. The jockeys now making their way from that jocks room out into the saddling area now, or into the walking ring now, and they'll meet the trainers. They'll shake hands with the owners, and they'll get a leg up and be underway here for this $12 million Pegasus World Cup. And Jude, sitting where we are on the second level on the balcony overlooking the walking ring, you can feel the excitement right here where we are. I can't imagine what it's like to be down there right now.
Well, it's so cool. Mike Smith came in and he started jumping up and down like a boxer. You think, here's a guy who's won so many great races, so many stakes races, and he can't wait to get out there. He's like full of himself. He's like a little kid on Christmas Day. And, you know, that's what our game's all about. These horses are the cream of the crop. And, you know, Arrogate's maybe one of the best horses of all time, judging by his speed figures and the way that he runs. So Mike can't wait to get on him. I'm sure Victor Espinosa feels the same way about California Chrome. It's going to be a great matchup.
Herb, for a jockey, these moments for a big race like this, and of course this race unprecedented. We have never seen a $12 million race in the sport of thoroughbred racing, but you've been in a lot of big races. You come to the paddock, you shake hands with the owners, you talk to the trainer. What are these moments like for a jockey? What are you trying to do?
All you want to do is get on that horse's back, because that's where your connection's at. That's where all your nerves settle down. When you sit there, get that leg up, and you just feel yourself sitting to the saddle, you know, you wrap up your reins, you put your nod into it, you finally pick your, if your horse is a little bouncy or if you want to sit there and settle him down, you keep your feet out of the irons for a second, then you put them up in the irons. You see Mike Smith, he's got his feet out of the irons right now. They're getting ready to give Victor a leg up of California Chrome. You know, things come to hand. Mike Smith is already patting Arrogate to let him know, all right, boss, it's me and you now. There's nobody else. There's that crowd looking on, but it's me and you.
And it's fitting that as they make their way now around this walking ring, the jockeys have gotten a leg up. They're aboard. They're circa one time. Victor Espinosa is aboard California Chrome. He's been aboard so many times with this horse, this Kentucky Derby winner, this Preakness winner, Dubai World Cup winner, and now he's smiling. He is giving a thumbs up to the crowd as they cheer for California Chrome as he comes around, and he points toward all the connections and all of the fans. He's waving now with his right hand, his whip tucked under his left arm, and in those California Chrome gray silks. Now, right behind him is the challenger, Arrowgate, his main competition. He defeated him last time. Mike Smith, as he typically does, is right behind California Chrome, aboard Arrowgate with his legs just kind of draped over the sides, his feet out of the stirrup, so relaxed and so focused. He is in those Judmont silks, the green with the pink sash and the pink cap, and Arrowgate, the first to leave the walking ring. He'll head through the tunnel onto the main track for the post parade. California Chrome, one more lap to go.
Only thing I could say is it's wild. This is like a Macy's Day Parade. And here's Victor. He's sitting on top of California Chrome like he's Santa Claus. He's just waving to everybody. I mean, this is – and California Chrome is one cool customer.
How about the difference between Victor Espinosa and what we saw from Mike Smith aboard Arrowgate? Mike Smith, all business, and not that he didn't, you know, give a little smile here and there, but not much. He was really focused as soon as he got a leg up aboard Arrowgate, whereas Victor Espinosa is still – in the walking ring here with California Chrome, and he's still waving to the crowd, Jude.
Yeah, it's in typical tailor-made fashion. He's he's showing off a little bit. And, you know, why not? I mean, this horse, it's his last race. Victor's done a great job with him, and he's just happy and delighted to be here. I know he can't wait to get out on the track.
And
either.
He even just gave a look up to the fans who are overlooking the balcony in the second level where we are and gave a smile and a wave as he was coming around just to say, thank you one more time, and he'll do it. And a roar from the crowd as California Chrome has made his way into the tunnel and out onto the main track for the post parade. We'll get to a break. We'll come back and meet the entire field. That's next from Gulfstream Park. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the $12 million Pegasus World Cup on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by the FTBOA.
You're listening to Saturdays at Gulfstream, presented by the FTBOA on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
It's a big advantage because you are in home, in your hometown. You know, the weather is a little, you know, a little hot over here. and you have to travel different states to come all the way over here, especially East Coast to West Coast. You know, it's a long, long trip. But the horses, the athletes, they know what to do, and we, the jockeys, also too. Hopefully, you know, I've been praying for that race a lot. Hopefully, everything going the right way for me. I mean, I'm looking forward to big time. It's a great horse, great training, great on it. It's one of the best of the best.
That's jockey Javier Castellano, who has won 5 consecutive riding titles here at Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach, Florida. He is looking to upset the Pegasus World Cup with Keen Ice. And Keen Ice, a horse that is no stranger to pulling off upsets. You remember he beat Triple Crown winner American Pharaoh 2 years ago in the Travers at Saratoga at odds of 16-1. This afternoon, he's on the board at 14-1. Welcome back to Gulfstream Park. Mike Penna, Jude Feld, Herb McCauley, and Jeff Bloom bringing you this coverage of this historic horse race, the world's richest horse race, and it has attracted the world's richest racehorse in California Chrome. He breaks from post 12. Arrowgate will break from post 1. They will go a mile and an eighth on the fast main track, and a purse of $12 million with $7 million going to the winner. Number 1, Arrowgate, is owned by Judmont Farms. He is trained by Hall of Famer Bob Baffert, and he's ridden today by Hall of Famer Mike Smith.
He recently was awarded the Longines Best Horse in the World Award. He won the Travers in amazing fashion, came back and took the Breeders' Cup Classic over his chief rival in here, California Chrome.
Even money, the tote board showing on Arrowgate. Number 2, that's Prayer for Relief, owned by Zayat Stables and Rosedown Racing Stables. Dale Romans trains Florent Giroux aboard today.
He hasn't won a race in 2 years. He's been out of form. This is a gigantic reach for him.
Yeah, the tote board reading 99-1 on this long shot, Prayer for Relief. Number 3 is Starlight Racing's Neolithic. Todd Pletcher trains John Velasquez as your Hall of Fame jockey.
Last time out, he won a conditioned allowance race, non-winners other than by 9 lengths. Hardly grade 1 credentials, but he might have a shot.
Yeah, he's 24-1. Number 4 in the 12-horse field is Noble Bird, sent to the post by trainer Mark Cassie for owners Oxley, Mack, Fostock, and Broman. Julian Leperu aboard.
He won the Pimlico Special, a grade 3, the Lucas Classic, and the grade 2 Fayette at Keeneland. Last time out, unplaced in the Clark Handicap.
30-1 on Noble Bird. Number 5 is War Story, owned by Luch Racing Stables, Glenn Ellis, Imaginary Stables, and Daybreak Racing. Jorge Navarro trains, Antonio Gallardo will ride.
Luch Racing won a race earlier today with Antonio Gallardo in the saddle. This horse won the Queens County Handicap in his last start.
40-1 on War Story. Number 6 is War Envoy, owned by Ruiz Racing, trained by Mick Ruiz, ridden by Luis Saez.
He hasn't been in the money since he finished third in the Barbados Gold Cup last March at Garrison Savannah.
Another huge long shot at 99-1. Number 7, Shaman Ghost, the local horse, so to speak, at least in terms of the ownership. He's owned by Frank Stronach, Stronach Stables, who owned Gulfstream Park. Jimmy Jerkins is the trainer, Jose Ortiz the jockey.
He captured the Woodward, the grade 1 at Saratoga during the summer. Last time out, ran in the Clark Handicap at Churchill Downs and finished third behind Gunrunner.
21-1 on Shaman Ghost. Number 8 is Semper Fortis, owned by J. Paul Redham's Redham Racing, trained by Doug O'Neill, who gives a leg up to Tyler Gaffalione, who's aboard this horse for the first time.
He broke his maiden in a claiming race. He's eligible for non-winners of 2 other than. He's never won a stakes race. He's in tough today.
Yeah, he's another one who's a big, big long shot. Semper Fortis on the board at 99-1. Number 9, Keen Ice, owned by Donegal Racing, Jerry and Ronnie Frankel in Calumet Farm. Todd Pletcher trains, gives a leg up to the always dangerous Javier Castellano.
Best known for beating American Pharaoh in the Travers. Not too many horses can say they beat the Triple Crown winner. He finished second last time in the Harlan's Holiday right here at Gulfstream. That's a grade 3.
Keen Ice is 14-1. Number 10, that's Breaking Lucky, owned by Gunpowder Farms and West Point Thoroughbreds. Reed Baker trains, Luis Contreras will ride.
He won the Seagram Cup at Woodbine. That's a grade 3. That was on the Pauley track. In his last start in the Clark Handicap, he finished second. He beat Shaman Ghost and was right behind Gunrunner.
70-1 on Breaking Lucky. Number 11 is Argentinian bred Aragon, owned by James Mackingbale, trained by Laura Wallers. Edgar Prado is your Hall of Fame jockey.
In his last start, he won the Gran Premio Hippodromo de Palermo. That's a grade 1 in Argentina. He won by 2. Nice horse, but he has to get acclimated to this country.
He's 60-1 is Aragon. And the outside horse, number 12, that is reigning horse of the year, California Chrome, owned by the California Chrome Syndicate, trained by Art Sherman. Victor Espinoza, his regular rider, aboard for the final time this afternoon.
He needs no introduction. He's won $14 million plus. He's won almost every race there is to win except for the Breeders' Cup Classic.
And he is on the board at even money, second choice in the wagering behind Arrowgate, California Chrome, breaking from post number 12. And that is the field for the $12 million Pegasus World Cup. That race coming up momentarily. We'll get to a break and we'll take you right up to post time. This is the Horse Racing Radio Network, your home for racing's biggest events.
You're listening to Saturdays at Gulfstream, presented by the FTBOA on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Arrogate, the solitary three-year-old, is sweeping after him in earnest as they race well clear of Melatonin. Frosted is next from Keen Ice. Top of the stretch, California Chrome is a length in front, but he faces an uncommon opponent today. Arrogate tries hard to reel in California Chrome. California Chrome with Espinoza going for the whip is still in front. Arrogate trying his heart out. California Chrome from Arrogate, a pulsating climax to the classic. Arrogate takes the lead and wins. Arrogate beat California Chrome. They were 10 lengths clear of Keen Ice, and Opportunity was fourth. Back in fifth position would be Melatonin.
Michael Ronan with the call of that Breeders' Cup Classic 84 days ago when Arrowgate defeated California Chrome. This afternoon, they meet right here at Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach, Florida as the sun begins to set. The palm trees are now still. There is no wind. A fast main track for the running of the $12 million Pegasus World Cup like nothing we've ever seen. The horses making their way toward the starting gate now. Herb McCauley, how'd you see it?
Well, I thought as far as the tote board, the fans had it correct when you saw number one Arrogate and number 12 California Chrome both at even money. That's the way that it is in my heart, because I don't care if there's any jockey besides Mike Smith or Victor Espinoza, retired, active, or anything else, would not love to be in their shoes right now on top of one of these horses. You have California Chrome that's leaving the game, and you know, just to be able to sit on his back has to be such a complete, just blow-your-mind experience, and then you got Arrogate doing the same thing. You have other horses in here that are extremely long-priced horses, and you look at them in the paddock. I watched them school earlier during the week, and all of these horses are not only good-looking horses, they're well-mannered.
Jude, if one of the top two, Arrogate or California Chrome, stubs their toe here this afternoon, comes up short for whatever reason, who's the most likely upsetter?
Well, I'll tell you, I really like the look of Noble Bird in the paddock. I thought he looked fantastic. And we're in the gate.
Yeah, we're just about set to go. California Chrome is moving toward the starting gate now. Pete Aiello is going to have the call for us right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, your home for the Pegasus World Cup.
They're in the gate. They're off in the Pegasus World Cup. Arrogate was away well, and so was California Chrome, but Noble Bird wins the start, and he'll go looking for the lead. California Chrome trying to get over, but he's stuck about six wide into the first turn run. Meanwhile, Mike Smith has Arrogate down toward the inside and a joint second while on hold. Neolithic is on his outside. Now California Chrome settles in fourth while racing three wide, followed fifth by War Story. Then it's a gap of two to Breaking Lucky. Shaman goes between horses. War Envoy down toward the inside. He's a neck better than Semper Fortis. Then it's a stretch of three to Keen Ice. He's 2.5 clear of the veteran Prayer for Relief, and the Argentine Aragon settles in 12th and last through the opening quarter in 23-2. Down the backstretch they go. Julian Leparu and Noble Bird, offensive-minded. They lead it by a length from the outside and Neolithic from second. Then it's the heavy hitters. They're stride for stride already. Arrogate on the inside. California Chrome on the outside. Third and fourth, and only two lengths behind the pace setters. Racing from fifth, it's the long shot War Story, a stretch of 2.5. Shaman Ghost is next with War Envoy Savoy to his inside, followed by Semper Fortis and Breaking Lucky. Then Keen Ice. It's a stretch of five to Prayer for Relief and five more to Aragon, who's last as they round the far turn. 46 seconds for the opening half mile, and Mike Smith is the first to move as Arrogate moves up to take the lead. Back to second is Neolithic. Back to third is Noble Bird. California Chrome is losing ground. California Chrome not gaining. He's back wide and racing in fifth. Shaman Ghost splits horses for Jose Ortiz, and they're into the stretch, and it's the Breeders' Cup winner. It's Arrogate in front, leading by three with an eighth of a mile to go. Shaman Ghost is trying to get into second. Then Neolithic. Back fourth is Noble Bird, followed by Keen Ice. But what a race! What a sport! What a horse! Arrogate romps in the Pegasus. He won it by 3.5 while confidently handled. Shaman goes second. Neolithic third. Then Keen Ice, War Story, and Noble Bird in 1:47.3.
Well, the storybook ending for California Chrome will not come to fruition here this afternoon. There is a new star in the sport of thoroughbred racing, and that is Arrogate, who dominates the $12 million Pegasus World Cup. And Jude, as we were watching it from our vantage point here out back by the walking ring, Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert was watching on the video monitors here in the walking ring, and he was alongside his wife, Jill, and he was standing there stoically, and then he turned to her, gave her a kiss as soon as he hit the finish line. He did a little Usain Bolt move, and boy, Bob Baffert all smiles right now as he has just won the Pegasus World Cup. Down to Jeff.
Yeah, Mike, Bob's making his way to the winner's circle, but obviously, an excited crew here from Team Arrogate and trainer Bob Baffert. They're going to make their way to the winner's circle. We're gonna let them sneak away and go enjoy the celebration.
All right, Bob Baffert moving out of the walking ring now and heading there. And he's done this so many times. And I mentioned his wife, Jill, who was by his side watching that race. Bob never moved a muscle. I was watching him the whole time as Arrogate was pulling away. He stood there with his arms crossed, that blue blazer on, and that white hair of Bob Baffert looking up at the screen. Never moved a muscle here this afternoon, and as soon as they crossed the finish line, he turned nonchalantly to his wife Jill, who was standing on his right. He gave her a kiss and then made that little Usain Bolt move as soon as the cameras got on him.
Yeah, he knows how to play to the cameras.
How about this effort today? Wow.
He's an amazing horse. I've been saying it all along, and he just so talented. I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable when you watch him run, and he ran away from these horses today. You know, I don't know what kind of excuse you want to give Chrome. He really didn't have that bad of a trip. He just didn't fire. Maybe he didn't like the course. I have no idea. But uncharacteristic performance from him, but just an outstanding performance by Arrogate.
I think Jude just said that perfectly. Arrogate, and you said it too. You got that's thoroughbred racing right there. Here you got a horse that's bowing out. He's done everything he's been asked for, and a new star's. Not only was he born last year, but he's picking up the football and he's running the opposite direction.
Yeah, he really is. And he is the winner of the inaugural $12 million Pegasus World Cup, the world's richest horse race. His $7 million winner's share of this one going to push his purse earnings lifetime up over $11 million. So here's a horse we might be talking about later next year as being the world's richest racehorse. He has a chance now, a very legitimate chance, to surpass California Chrome's total of more than $14
million. Yeah, I think he's already moved up to third on the all-time list or something. Three races.
That'll happen when you win a $7 million race.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's true, but he's an amazing horse. He's kind of the horse of a lifetime. You don't see horses run like he does. He just seems to have so much air. He really just, you know, has some kind of body that allows him to be efficient as a runner, and then the lung capacity that really makes a big difference.
1, 7, 3, 9, and 5. Your top five finishers here in the Pegasus World Cup. That's number one, Arrogate, defeating number seven, Shaman Ghost. It was number three, Neolithic, who was third. Number nine, Keen Ice, was fourth. And number five, War Story will check in fifth. And for California Chrome, as Jude alluded to, just not his day here this afternoon. He was in great position just to the outside of Arrogate as they went up the backside. They turned into the top of the stretch. Mike Smith said go with Arrogate. Victor tried to say go with California Chrome. And Herbie, there was just nothing there today.
That was like, you know, when you hit the gas pedal and your car just kind of just, bah.
Doesn't go.
It's you know, you don't want to see that of a horse that's worked so hard, earned this reputation of being the best, you know, racehorse in the world with Arrogate, now the young horse coming up. But at the same time, you know, he's here. He brought the crowd here today, I think. both of these horses brought the crowd here. So that's, you know, it's very important for the Pegasus World Cup to understand that, you know, these, it's called horse racing. These two horses drew it. They were, and it wouldn't have been the same without California Chrome.
We'll get to one final break. We'll come back and get some final thoughts from Jeff in the paddock. That's next from Gulfstream Park. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the $12 million Pegasus World Cup on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by the FTBOA. Mike Pennant, Jude Feld, Herb McCauley, and Jeff Bloom back with you at Gulfstream Park. The sun is setting. Mike Smith, all smiles in the winner's circle right now. He's aboard the winner, Arrowgate, who takes the inaugural $12 million Pegasus World Cup. He has the blue Pegasus World Cup garland draped across his withers, and Mike just had his arms up in the air in a very jubilant fashion. Jeff Bloom is down below. Jeff, your thoughts on this performance? Pretty good.
Yeah, Mike, what a show for racing fans far and wide. I mean, Arrowgate may be the best horse any of us have ever seen. Couldn't have happened to a better guy in Mike Smith. How about the barn of Bob Baffert? To have a Triple Crown winner and follow up with a horse like Arrowgate. And how about the groom? Same groom for American Pharoah is now the groom for Arrowgate, winner of the world's richest race. It was really interesting, too. You know, Team California Chrome, the barn of Alan and Art Sherman, they were attending to their horse out there on the track while they left the paddock. It was basically controlled chaos in here. And Bob Baffert was running in the world's richest race and couldn't have been any more calm and collected standing here waiting for them to go postward. And now we know why. That was a dominating performance by Arrowgate.
Yeah, and a new star on the sport, in the sport of thoroughbred racing with Arrowgate. And the sun not only setting here in South Florida, but it is set on the career of California Chrome. He will now go off to stud at TaylorMade Farm in Kentucky. And JT, your final thoughts on this performance and what we saw here today?
Well, I mean, he just blew away the field. Now, granted, if you knew California Chrome wasn't going to fire, the field wasn't as strong as you'd like it to be.
Herbie, how about you?
I think you wrapped it all up there, but everybody expected California Chrome to finish up at least in a battle with Arrowgate, and pretty much Arrowgate put things to rest at the quarter pole, and he went on his way. Noble Bird, who had the lead, I mean, he went past him so quick, Noble Bird kind of took the starch out of him, too.
Arrowgate has done it. He has won the inaugural $12 million Pegasus World Cup, and the Statue of Pegasus looking over this racetrack, and we'll see what happens with next year's World Cup. But this one, a huge success. Our thanks to Mike Nyman, Nancy Berry, Tim Ritvo, PJ Campo, and the entire team here at Gulfstream Park. For our entire crew, including Lee Delapina in our Lexington studios, Sean C. with us on site, and our entire broadcast team this afternoon, Jeff Bloom, Jude Feld, and Herb McCauley, I'm Mike Pena. For now, so long from Gulfstream Park.